Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, around Dublin, you'll often see buildings sporting plaques that commemorate historical figures or significant events. So what's the process for deciding what's worthy and what's not? The Green Party councillor, Donna Cooney, is chair of the Naming and Commemorations Committee for Dublin City Council. Donna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So do you get a lot? And I assume, are you just getting applications from members of the public?
Members of the public. Sometimes it's historians. Sometimes it's, you know, a range of people. Like, it could be groups. We've, you know, commemorated everything from, say, we commemorated the first floodlit football match on Talca Park. So it could be something like that. Could be historians, could be people, relatives of people. So it's open to the public. All the information is on the website. And, you know, there's certain criteria within that. You need to have done something significant, you know, be it in the arts, science, a range of various things, or just really in recognition for maybe community work that you've done. You need to be deceased for at least 20 years or 100 years from your date of birth. And within that, you know, I suppose there's quite a lot of open, but we're particularly looking for more women because we only have, and it has increased, we now have up to nearly a quarter of the plaques are to women. So out of the 77, we have 16 specifically for women, which, you know, is not meeting the 50%. So we've still a range to go. So we are particularly asking people if they know of any women that they think are worthy of being commemorated with a plaque, please do get in touch.
Sure.
It is really up to the public. And I suppose that's a nice thing that people can actually, you know, often you don't know about people that, you know, don't get recognised. There'd be people that would be in our history books or well-known names, maybe authors that maybe were very popular at their time, but then they fall out of fashion or and then you find out more about them. So Maeve Brennan, like, you know, there's particularly the women, I think, you know, I mean, and it's actually fascinating to see the amount of work they've done and, you know, how, I suppose, at the time they would have been to the fore of their work, you know, and then they just get forgotten about throughout history and people just don't know about them. Like, we're looking to put a plaque up for Estelle Solomons. We put on one for Mary Swansea. These are Irish artists that were really, really, you know, to very well established in their time and very well regarded at their time. But they just, people forget about them as history. They're not names that we have as household names.
On the committee then, can you have arguments as to what denotes significant, if you know what I mean? Because say, for instance, you might have somebody who was a community worker in Finglas, very well known in Finglas for years, but not outside it. So, you know, would that count? Did they have to be nationally known or even known around Dublin for them to get a plaque?
Yeah, well, you need to have lived in Dublin. You need to have a connection with Dublin City and connection to that actual location. So we need permission from the owners of the building. So that can take a bit of time.
Can they refuse it?
They can refuse it. Yeah. Like, if I came to you and somebody famous had lived in your house or somebody that somebody wanted to commemorate, and it's actually quite a big thing for somebody to put that on because, there could be quite a lot of interest in your home then and people are stopping to see the plaque on your house and they might purposely visit to see that plaque, you know, and have a little conversation, take photographs, you know. So we're always really grateful when people actually give permission for their property. If it's a home, you know, if they're public buildings, if they're Dublin City Council buildings, it's fairly easy to get permission for them. You know, we had to get the permission from the province Trinity because we've something for to mark. We've had a lot of plaques to do with the fire services, and the last in that series will be coming up in the autumn. And we had to get the permission from the Province of Trinity for that. You know, so, you know, it depends, you know, on who it is who owns a building, but you need permission and you need written permission. So that's one of the things.
Okay,
if you're looking to get a plaque,
if it's a listed building of any sort, you have to get planning permission to put it up.
We're lucky that we don't need planning permission. So within our criteria, it has to go to the planning office and they have to say that it doesn't need planning permission.
Right.
So they have to say it's exempt. So if it's a particular building and it's a protected building or listed building, you know, we will do it in a sensitive way that doesn't, you know, take away from the building or do any damage or any permanent damage. But they're beautiful, like, you know, granite stone, things, you know, they're not something that
they're not huge, and they're not
going to take away. But you know, from and I just think that it's people of Dublin. I mean, often we just don't even know about these people till we see the plaque up.
Yeah,
and you know, and then you actually realise people live there. You know what I mean? And you know that we've had some very famous scientists, mathematicians. You know, people that you know people wouldn't know that they were actually Dubliners and they lived, say, in Dublin Wall or in areas of Dublin, and it, people can be very proud then of them and say that they live there. You know what I mean? So that's I think it's, you know, I think it's history. It's like that history on your doorsteps. I mean, people are interested in history, and they're particularly interested in history that they can relate to. And we get like plaque unveilings. I love them. I love doing the plaque unveilings and the people that come along. And we usually have singers and we have historians and you know, and it's, you know, it's something really positive that doesn't cost a huge amount of money.
Indeed.
And yes, you get a great
City all the time. Donna, thanks a million for coming into us. That was Green Party councillor Donna Cooney there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.